Man and the Estuary. Thousands of years ago, when the coastline lay between 10 and 15 kilometers further out to sea, the Deber River formed an estuary much wider than the one we see today. This marshland environment was full of life, visited by birds that now inhabit more northern latitudes. Our ancestors went there to hunt them and make use of their meat, feathers and bones. The estuary also offered excellent opportunities for fishing and shellfishing. Its shallow waters allowed people to walk among the channels, use small rudimentary boats, throw harpoons or set traps in marshy areas. Plants such as reeds enabled discreet movement and were used to build hut roofs, baskets and other everyday objects. In caves like Urtiaga, thousands of limpets and other shells dating back around 10,000 years have been found, revealing the importance of shell gathering during this period. Beyond providing resources, the estuary was also a place where symbolic and cultural practices emerged. Many shells were found perforated, probably used as body ornaments, showing an early interest in personal decoration. The types of shells recovered also suggest potential contacts with other territories, as some species occasionally originate from the Mediterranean. Likewise, bird remains reveal highly diverse uses. Besides serving as food, their long and slender bones were transformed into needles, decorated tubes or even flutes, like those found in Istchurets and Haregi, unique testimonies of prehistoric music. All of this makes the ancient Deber estuary an essential space for understanding how our ancestors interacted with their environment and developed increasingly complex ways of life.